100 years ago, because we had an old cousin that was born 1836, and he was living down, they was living down here in the 1850s or something. I used to talk to him, and he was about the oldest person that I ever knew of them. Well, there was an old lady lived up here right on down on this by. I think she must have been born about 1816. I can remember her, but I could say I talked to her. I didn't talk to her because she was pretty deaf and I couldn't make her hear a word I said. But they were some of the first settlers that come up here.
Yes. That's going back a long
That is a long ways. That's what I say. I can remember this old lady, and she was, like I say, I think she was born about 1860. Maybe not that old. Maybe she wasn't that old. But there was another old settler that come in here, and that I can remember. Well, he was a. Yeah, I got a first cousin that lives in Boyle's Parish. He's 84 years old, and of course I remember my daddy talking about this old man. He was born in 1816. I guess that old lady mother was born about the same time, because he's born in 1816, and he was they settled up here in 1828 and started splitting rails and fencing up the river here, what they call Whitefish Bay up there. But just never did get no dope on just what the first settlers was that came in here. They some settled down here at the mouth of the river and various places, but it must have been pretty wild and woolly in that 1828 when they moved up there. And incidentally, some of the was one that raised my daddy. It wasn't this man. This was Ben Lanius, but his brother's wife, John. She's the one raised my daddy. She was all her husband been dead for years. And she took him when he was 6 months old and raised him till he was about 18.
Now, what sort of transportation did you have?
Well, we didn't have. You went horseback, and you had a. My daddy got the first car in 1917. But we had buggies and a wagon for a long time. We didn't have nothing but a wagon to go in. It was pretty rough. And then you got a surrey, as you called it, a two-seated outfit, pulled it by horses. Mules or whatever you wanted to pull. You got a pretty muddy road, but they didn't start. They started grading, not graveling. They started grading this road in 1917. Did grade it a little bit, and that didn't help much. It gave you a ditch to slip off in if you had a car and it was wet.
Did you have water? I mean, would the boats come up the river? Or? Was there a place around here where they could come up?
Yes, 1912, one come right down here and took some cattle off of a Choctaw right down there. They just between here and that, well, right nearly down to that next house, that brick house that's down there.
A Choctaw Indian?
No, we had Choctaw Indians. We got Choctaw by. No, he made of what's called Choctaw. You made a ramp, if you want to call it that, to put cattle or hogs on. We pretty well always kept our out of logs and then floored it with lumber and then fenced it up, and we pretty well kept our hogs.